Go ahead and make the motion.
Your Honor, at this point, I move to have Vidy DeBeer Exhibit Number 4 admitted into evidence.
Any objection?
No objection.
Number 4 is admitted. Go ahead.
Twin Falls and Northside Canal Company would call John Bowling.
Please raise your right hand. You do solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give in these proceedings will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Okay.
Testify from there if you wish to.
Okay.
Or will you pick up adequately?
I'd prefer you move up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bowling. Will you please state your full name for the record and spell your last name?
Jonathan C. Bowling, B-O-W-L-I-N-G.
And Mr. Bowling, who are you employed by?
Idaho Power Company.
Mr. Bowling, have you had an opportunity to review the pre-filed testimony of Shelley Keene?
I did.
Okay. And with respect to that evidence, and in particular exhibit number one, IDWR number one, did you have an opportunity to review that exhibit?
I did.
Mr. Bowling, did you have an opportunity to review additional Milner gauge readings for years other than 1996?
I did.
What years did you look at?
I looked at 1997 and 1998.
Okay. And with respect to your review of those years and the data associated with the Milner gauge, did you perform any calculations in analyzing Mr. Keene's testimony?
I did.
Can you explain what you did, please?
Well, I did a comparison of 1996, 1997, and 1998 for total flow past Milner in each one of those years. And I specifically looked at the amount of water that generated electricity in 1997 and 1998.
And based upon your analysis, were the flows that were utilized in 1997 and 1998 greater in volume than the flows depicted in 1996 as referenced in Mr. Keene's testimony?
They were.
Can you describe those numbers, please?
In 1997, units 1 and 2, which are the bigger units on the Idaho Power Plant, generated 439,732 megawatt hours. And I performed a conversion of that generation number with the K factor for the plant. And that resulted in a volume to generate that much electricity of 3.5 million acre feet. And the small unit on the dam generated 2,158 megawatt hours, which equated to 45,000 acre feet. So the total amount diverted at Milner to generate electricity in 1997, based on those calculations, was 3.6 million acre feet. In 1998, units 1 and 2 generated 351,636 megawatt hours, which, when converted to a volume of water, to generate that electricity came out to 2.76 million acre feet. And unit 3, which is the small unit on the dam, generated 3,475 megawatt hours, which converts to 72.4 thousand acre feet. So the total water diverted in 1998 to generate electricity at Milner Dam was 2.8 million acre feet.
Both of those figures you identified for 1997 and 1988, are those amounts greater than the amount referenced in the license, proposed license for Milner?
My understanding is that the amount referenced in the proposed license are 2.39 million acre feet, so yes, both of those numbers would be bigger than that.
If you can mark that as exhibit, it's 12. Yes, exhibit 12. Mr. Bullen, you've been handed what has been marked as Exhibit 12. Is this a document you produced?
It is.
And is that a document you produced relative to your review of Mr. Keene's testimony and reviewing the Milner gauge data for years 1996, 97, and 98?
It is.
Okay. Can you briefly describe that the contents of the document, please?
This is just a general presentation of data for 1996, 97, and 98 for combined flows at Milner. This includes flows through the lower power plant and flows at the dam. These are monthly average flows for the 12-month periods, January through December for 1996, 1997, 1998. And the information is also provided on a graph. And the information on the graph are actually daily average flows for that same time period.
So it would be fair to say you utilize the data described in Exhibit 12 in your calculations that you've described in your testimony?
That's fair.
We would offer Exhibit 12 in the testimony, Your Honor.
Just a clarification on the side, is that CFS or
what? That is CFS.
Okay.
In the bottom are months, correct?
Months.
Okay. No objection, Your Honor.
Number 12 is admitted.
Mr. Bullen, if a volume limitation were imposed upon the license at Milner and that volume limitation was based upon the beneficial use examination by Dr. Brockway, which identified, I believe, 5,714 CFS as a diversion rate, and it was applied throughout the year to create an annual volume, would that annual volume that was calculated from that those figures include or be impartially representative of the flows that were present in 1997 and 1998?
Can you restate that?
Well, if that calculation was made that I just described to you, would it allow the generation of power with the flows that were present in 1997 and 1998?
Do you mean if there were a limitation?
If a limitation were a volume limitation were imposed upon the Milner power plant that was based upon the beneficial use examination, that is a discharge or a diversion rate of 5714 applied throughout the year, would it allow for water that was present as described in exhibit number 12 to be utilized beneficially in the generation of power?
If a volume limitation were calculated based on a maximum hydraulic capacity diversion rate of 5,714, 24 hours a day, it would not place a limit on on that unless the average plant flow on an annual basis were above the maximum hydraulic capacity, and at that point some water would be spilled.
No further questions.
Your Honor, may I have a few minutes just to talk with Mr. Keene? This is the first time we've been presented with the K conversion calculation, and I just want to have some opportunity to talk with him and understand how that's made.
Take a recess at this time.
Okay.
We'll resume proceedings. Questions?
No questions, Your Honor. Thank you.
Any other evidence to be submitted?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Briefing.
Well, I would ask that, I think as I mentioned off the record before we got started, to anticipate that the canal companies would like to file a post-hearing brief, if I could describe it that way, on these matters. And so with that, I believe the 30th is a Wednesday, June 30th, and that's what I would propose.
Simultaneous briefing.
Well, I think we talked earlier about the department's submitted their brief to you
in that
exhibit, and so I didn't anticipate that there would be briefing, and in addition, in the other administration proceedings, the department's never issued briefing, Your Honor. This is, we're kind of in a little bit of new territory where I'm kind of solo in respect to this issue, that there's not another party participating per se. So it would seem appropriate in this manner to have the petitioner file briefing, but no other briefing be filed. I just don't see the basis, especially in light of the fact that any review by you, the hearing officer, then goes to the department. So the department offering briefing in a manner before the department seems without precedent, if you will.
What's your position?
Your Honor, I think the rules provide that the hearing officer can ask the department for a memorandum on particular issues. I don't think this is totally precedential in terms of water law, in the sense that the department is not a party in the SRBA, but quite frequently the special masters will simply ask us, "Oh, what's the basis for the department's decision in this matter?" And we will provide a written explanation to them saying, this is both either the factual basis or our legal understanding of the issue. Now, a special master like you can disagree with the department's legal analysis, but at least it provides you an insight as to what the department was thinking as to that particular issue.
I think the best process at this point, where there is a brief in place, it's in the Idaho Supreme Court now. And when's the...
Our brief is... our responsive brief is due July 22nd or 23rd, Your Honor, I believe. So...
Some distance away.
Right.
Let's take the brief from the canal companies, and after I've reviewed it, if I think the commentary is necessary or would be helpful, I probably would simply schedule a conference and have the you lay out any authorities that you had, and you could respond. But I think I'll take that brief that was submitted in the Supreme Court and utilize it, and then whatever you respond and however you respond, and then we'll go ahead.
Okay.
I'll notify you if I think I need more.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.